This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
I figured we would have a hard time catching our guy, Mike Brohard, at they're at shoot around right now as the Colorado State Rams women's team gets set to take on Wyoming tonight. That is in the third round or the semifinals, if you will. This could be a heck of a basketball game. Wyoming beat CSU last time out 76-60. The Rams also beat Wyoming earlier in the year, 66-63. So obviously not a good showing there last time out against the Cowgirls. But we'll see. I mean, this is going to be a big one tonight at 8:30. Can they do it? I mean, this is perfect. It's the rubber match. See if CSU can get it done. Last night against Boise State, they win 59-52.
Got Mike, but he's got about 5 minutes.
Mike, you've only got 5 minutes.
Yeah, I guess we're going to get on the bus so we can go to the shoot-around. I'm messed up with this whole Pacific Time, Mountain Time thing.
Okay, well, in 5 minutes, it's the Power 5 Minutes with Mike Brohard, presented by a new sponsor coming up. CSU, all right, big one tonight, man. This is huge. Going up against Wyoming, Border War, the rubber match, number 3. Here we go. This is going to be a great game tonight.
Yeah, it should be. And Colorado State's looking just to have a better effort than they did up in Laramie. They didn't feel like they played bad, but they didn't play like they played their best. And that's what they're going to need to do. And especially when it comes down to Furtig in the post, they're going to have to do a better job of not letting her get the ball to begin with. Because once she gets the ball, she's tough to stop.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'm just getting a text. Ryan says, don't let Mike fool you. He's working in Vegas.
I am working in Vegas. I really am.
No breaks at all? Nothing? No fun at all, Mike? At all, and even a little bit?
Have done a little tennis work this morning. I've already written my shoot-around story for today. So I'm just going out to watch the shoot-around itself. Yeah.
All right, man. I mean, you're one of the hardest-working men in the biz. Well, obviously, we know...
Keep telling my boss that.
I will absolutely tell him that. McKenna Hoffshield is just Mountain West Player of the Year, sensational basketball player. I mean, again, just keeps doing great things. So excited for her. And again, a nice game for her. 19 points, 7 of 14 shooting, 10 assists. I mean, she was just as good as advertised in that big game for the Rams.
Yeah, that's what you want in a tournament of time, is you need your best players to play their best, and that's what she did. She made key plays when she needed them. She helped her teammates find key plays when they needed to make them. So they didn't shoot great overall last night, but she did, and she helped them. They also had spurts. Like I thought, you know, Megan Boyd came in, and she had a six-point spurt, getting a three and then an old-fashioned three-point play. And then, of course, Kinzer with her three threes, after they went 0-7 in the first quarter, they were big. They were just big moments for the Rams, and they found enough of them.
Yeah, I mean, and that was a close game, and then that fourth, finding a way to outscore the Broncos 17-9. Mike, last one for you. Well, two more for you, as you know what's coming up. Big one tomorrow, during the show tomorrow. We're going to just, like, watch the game and talk about it. CSU getting set to go up against Fresno State, see if they can get past the first round.
Yeah, I think they can. This is definitely a winnable game for the men. I think they're playing better right now, and I think they're getting better at the right time, and that's what you want to do. I mean, Nico's goal at the beginning of the year was to get his team that he had to be at its peak, and that's what they look right now.
I can't wait. I'm excited
for
this one.
So for my final answer to your final question is, I wish Isaiah peace when it comes time to make a decision whether or not he's returning.
Mike, we've done this so long on these interviews, I don't even need to ask the questions anymore. I'm just going to open it up for you, and you take off, and you go.
All right, we'll work on that.
Mike, have fun, man. We'll be looking forward to your coverage out there, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care, guys.
Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. Ryan totally threw me off on that text. The SID for CSU basketball. He's like, don't let Mike fool you, man. He's out here having fun. Vegas. Yeah, they're out. I remember, I'm just going to pull back the curtain because it's a funny story. And he's a good friend of mine, and I really respect his work. Kelly Lyle, not Kevin Lytle, but Kelly Lyle. He used to be more on the Rams beat. Now he's doing a bunch of different things for the Coloradoan. And I didn't know him very well.
the guy that I used to do the show with here started the program, and he basically just told me this is who I was interviewing because he wasn't there that day. I think he was sick or something. And I remember the first time I'd ever interviewed Kelly. And I said, and it was during this time. He was out at the Mountain West Conference Tournament, and it was in Vegas. And I wanted to liven the interview up. So the first question I asked was, hey, Kelly, are you, you getting any time to, play some blackjack, do something like that? Well, Kelly didn't know me. And of course, these guys don't want it to appear as though they're out there doing anything fun. And he was just like, boom, very short with me and very like, no, I'm not out here to do anything like that. I'm out here to cover basketball. And I was rocked by that interview. But I'm pretty sure like 4 years later, he ran the joke back. And he's like, yeah, if I'll find time to cover some basketball in between blackjack and all that stuff, they got to get out and do something fun, right? I mean, they worked their butts off all year covering these teams and certainly been a stressful year on the men's side.
I mean,
go to Blue Man Group or something.
There's plenty of stuff to do. Every hotel has one slot machine. Just go play that a couple times.
Have you been to Vegas?
I went when I was 16.
Oh, so you haven't been to Vegas?
No. I had fun, but could have had more fun.
I went once, and I was old enough to actually do stuff. It was overwhelming for me, but I'm a small town, like, Greeley scares me.
It's the Statue of Liberty there.
Well, first off, I thought I was in New York, but apparently.
Well, then there's the Eiffel Tower.
And then I thought I was in France.
And then you end up in the forums under Caesar's Palace and whole new world.
I didn't know where I was, man. Am I in Greece somewhere? What's going on here? Where am I? But people think I'm a nerd, and this is probably the case. My best visit was to Silver and Pawn, the place that's based off Pawn Stars. That mm-hmm. was the best time for me. It was so cool. And I mean, I didn't buy anything from there because I'm broke. And it was
pretty
a blast.
Valuable stuff in there though.
Oh, when you barely have time to shop, because you're like in a line and they like push you along. You can't just walk around from one. It's not like a regular pawn shop or an antique store where you just walk around at your will and look at stuff. You're like in a line and they move you along. And if you want something, you got to be like, hey, I'll take that. Yeah. And I saw Rick. Rick looked. He wasn't in his gear. He was all. He was Twitter pated, man. He was all. He was pissy. He was not one to talk to anybody. I saw, who's the other guy? Chumley, my boss will love this. My boss was there, and he's like, he stood in line to get pictures with Chumley. I wasn't that big of a fan yet. I am a huge fan now, but I liked the show. He stood in line and got the picture. Chumley had his sunglasses on, and my boss is like, Damon, he's like, can you take your sunglasses off for the picture, right? And Chumley's like, why do you want me to take my sunglasses off? And then he did. He took his sunglasses off.
Wow.
Would you ask somebody to take their sunglasses off? That was a bold move to ask Chumley to take his glasses off.
If we're outside and the sun's bright and it's in your eyes, I would say, hey, well, let's rotate so we're out of the sun. I mean, if it's part of your look and you're rocking the shades, then power to you.
I was like, dude, don't ask him to take it.
I would
Chumley
ask you,
we're talking
it,
about.
You have an extra. I can put some on. I don't want to look out of place.
He bought something from that place. I don't remember. I think he still has it. I'll have to ask him what that is. Damon, if you're listening, what was that?
It's this operating board.
It's probably, it's an antique. what did you do in Vegas if you're 16?
Well, I was there with my dad, my stepmom, and my step-siblings, and we all went, it's like a family together. We walked around, did some shops, ate a lot of different restaurants and stuff.
Did you see a show?
Yeah, we saw a comedy show and a magic show, kind of like comboed together.
It wasn't Magic Mike or anything like that, was it?
No. There was a parrot and a monkey. I remember those two.
That sounds like Magic Mike.
They're pretty fun.
Have you heard of like Blue Man Group or any of that stuff?
Yes.
That's what I saw when I was there. It was all right.
They seem interesting.
Yeah, it was okay.
I've always been fascinated by them.
It was cool, man, but again, I'm just like such not... I'm not into that stuff, to weird things. Like, watch a guy put a ball in a hoop all day.
It's pretty weird.
Put me in front of Blue Man Group, splashing people with blue paint and glow-in-the-dark stuff. I mean, it was...
We were there during the NBA Summer League.
Oh, that's cool.
So we got to go around UNLV's campus and didn't see any players, but we saw team buses.
That would be cool. Yeah. Do you remember, like, the best place you ate there?
Oh. I want to say it was Guy Fieri's restaurant.
Mm.
Had a mac and cheese burger.
Oh, wow.
It's like it's a burger patty stuffed with mac and cheese.
Oh, that sounds actually pretty good.
It was amazing.
I just remember the giant drinks you can get. Like my the dad giant had, tall freaking monsters.
He got one of those like our first night, and then he took it back to the hotel and he said, I'm going to make a big mixed drink tomorrow when we go out in the town. What he didn't know is that you can't take your drinks on the buses to get from your hotel to
so
the
he
downtown.
Had to slam it?
He slammed it in the parking lot at like 10 o'clock in the morning.
That's what you do in Vegas, man.
And it was I think it was like a sangria mixer he made.
Oh.
He chugged it and he was hurting the
He's
next couple
on
hours.
You walking around for a while?
Yeah.
Well, and we went in July. Because the rates were so good, you know.
It was hot.
But you're like shoes are melting as you're walking.
Little cards you get are just melting in your hands.
I was just thinking of the cars, the freaking dudes that do that, like slapping their hands together to get your attention. I'm like, what is happening here?
I was a 16-year-old kid, so I was like, oh, trading cards, nice. I'm like,
I got Sandy. 32 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.